Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You got it.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday, the 15th day of January 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and what I'm going to do today is something to shake the show up a bit, not because the show isn't exploding by leaps and bounds and breaking all previous records, but I still don't want to become stagnant here. I want to open the phones up at about 20 after or so today and take phone calls pretty much in the first hour and then get into more of the news in the second hour. And so without further ado, I'm going to give the phone number out right now. You guys got the phone system open and ready to roll? Fantastic. On any issue you want to mention, the Iran situation, European countries losing their debt credit rating, IBM announcing the cashless society, retina scanning to buy and sell, Bev Harris has got big news on potential election fraud going on, Ron Paul surging. That's just some of the news we've got coming up today. Also, I want to get into the fact that Stephen Colbert is talking about running for president to kind of make things a joke. He's putting out political ads, making fun of Romney. And really, it makes all this criminality a joke. But that's what they do, quote, as you know, comedy people. But a lot of times they can tell more truth as comics than the bought and paid for globalist ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN can do. But still, it pretty much has the same goal in the final equation. A week or so ago, they had a report on the National Defense Authorization Act. And John, I meant to play it. We're going to play it today. John Stewart makes jokes about it. It's not a laughing matter. The end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. This is earth-shattering type stuff that is happening, so we're going to get to that first. But the toll-free number to join us on air here on the Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we don't screen your calls, but if you'd like to tell us some of the basics, maybe one line of what you're calling in about or one word that I disagree, then you go to the head of the line. The toll-free number again is 877-789-2539 here on this live Sunday edition. Obviously, big developments. Every day there's huge developments in the economy, in Iran, in Syria, Russia saying they take it as a military threat to their national interest if Syria or Iran are struck. Within a day of Russia saying that, the United States canceled its drill in the Strait of Hormuz, menacing Iranian forces. So still the Ruskies and their big ICBM baseball bat have some effect because the Russians are not known to make threats without being ready to follow through with them. In fact, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, they were not threatening to use nuclear weapons. When the United States-backed Jordan forces with NATO attacked Russian-held Abkhazia and South Ossetia, the Russians did roll in medium-range mobile missile launchers. Their chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff did come out, and he said, if you don't stop landing U.S. troops and NATO troops at these airports, we're going to fire nuclear weapons at you. Needless to say, Cheney blinked, bionic heart and all, and they loaded the troops back up on the aircraft. But they still engage in a probing exercise. I guess it's old wicked men. It's the only thing that gets their hearts beating. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex J.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to all of you out there listening on the AM and FM dial via the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and those listening on Global Shortwave as well as the weekday radio listeners that listen on XM. Thank you so much for joining us. While others are watching football this Sunday afternoon and while others are going to the topless bars or doing whatever people do, we are here live on the radio, and a lot of you are listening to us as well, because we understand that the future of human civilization is in the balance right now and is being decided. And the tyrannies that we face as a society are not a joke. In every case in history, when governments remove checks and balances, remove the common right of the people, and assail the right of the family and property and the right of self-defense, giant wars, subjugation, enslavement always invariably follow. And we can see that we are on that road to perdition, that road to tyranny, that road to oppression, that road to bondage, serfdom, slavery. We are being usurped by highly competitive combines of megacorporations that control government and are anti-free market, what is known as crony monopoly capitalist, who use socialism and fascism and other forms of command and control to control populations. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Shaking the show up. We're going to start going to your phone calls in the next segment today, and then I'll do the main news in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, and then go back into your calls. Coming up in the second hour, U.S. warns Israel on strike. Officials lobby against attack on Iran as military leaders bolster defense. 15,000 U.S. troops additionally are added to the Kuwait forces. More than 2,000 U.S. troops now on the ground in Israel. Jericho, medium-range ICBMs, nuclear-tipped, are fueled on the Israeli tarmac and gantries. Iran says it has evidence the U.S. is behind scientists' killing, along with the other now admitted covert war inside Iran. Haaretz out of Israel reports Israel and U.S. postpone massive defense drill in fear of escalation with Iran. Now, Iran, until about 2 weeks ago, has denied their bases are getting blown up and all this is happening because it makes them look weak. Now their public knows they've got forces all over their country, including four al-Qaeda groups, blowing up dams, shooting police. Of course, al-Qaeda works for the banks that run the U.S. They've been given Libya. Anwar al-Awlaki, the former number three in al-Qaeda, they claim they've killed now. I predicted they would have a staged killing of him when it came out. He really worked for the CIA and the Pentagon, as Fox News reported. But Israel and U.S. postponed massive defense drill in fear of escalation with Iran. They were later next week to have ships steam right up, Israeli and U.S. ships right up to the Iranian ships. And the Iranians had said, as you know, a week and a half ago, okay, go ahead and come back through with your fleet. This is your only warning. Don't do it. We are going to attack you. And the Iranians are well known. They do not make threats. They don't make threats. If they tell you they're going to do something, they pretty much do it. Same thing with the Russians. And again, I'm not on the side of the Russians or side of the Iranians. I'm giving you facts here. Not what I want to think or what I want to believe geopolitically or analyzing different countries as I do with my obsession with reality. But what will happen? The Russians do not make threats. They didn't during the Cuban Missile Crisis use nuclear weapons. They did in 2008 on 888 when the Olympics kicked off, when Cheney decided, that was later declassified, through NATO to launch a sneak attack on South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia. Russian-controlled areas. As U.S. forces began to land en masse to back up the Georgians, the head of the Russian Joint Chiefs of Staff, this was all over BBC, wasn't on U.S. TV, went out and gave a speech and said, we have rolled missile launchers in with medium-range nukes on the big trucks. We're preparing to fire them at the Georgian bases. You have 12 hours to pull out, and the U.S. pulled out. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is our government trying to start World War III with the Russians? Why are they trying to start the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranians when China says that is a military attack on them, that's their ally, and where they get 20% of their oil? The Russians say that's on their doorstep because Iran does border Russia. And you notice the United States announced this about, 15 hours or so ago, that they're going to stop and cancel this big naval engagement with the Iranians, basically, that now the Russians have come out and said, well, here's the headline from RT, which is Russian television, Russia Today. Should anything happen to Iran, this will be a direct threat to our national security. They said the same thing on Iran. The full quote and video of their foreign minister is there. And so he tells the U.S. yesterday, listen, if you attack them, it's an attack on us. It's an attack on our sovereignty. And suddenly the fleet's cruising right up to the Iranians and all the war talk stops because now China and Russia are signaling that they are going to take this as an attack on them. Now, could it be a bluff? Chinese don't bluff either, folks. It's kind of like the walk softly, carry a big stick. It's not China racing around the world, invading all these countries and bombing people and doing all this. China's taken over through economic development. And by the way, I don't like the communist Chinese leadership and all their fat generals sucking off the Chinese people. I don't like the corruption in Russia. I don't like who runs Iran. The point is America isn't run by America either. America is run by the Fortune 100 megabanks. The six big megabanks that finance the Fortune 100 who have gotten the United States and Europe to sign on to their $1,500 trillion. The Washington Post says $646 trillion, 600 plus trillion of that is, quote, our debt. Now, the American people in government only owe $15 trillion, 100 and something billion. What is it? $15.143 trillion. You can go look it up. That's the latest number as of Friday. $15 trillion, 143 bill. And I'm told I'm in debt and I've got to have my taxes raised and everything cut with potholes everywhere because I'm in debt and I didn't pay enough taxes, I didn't work enough. Truth is, our country's incredibly wealthy, folks. But almost all the tax money now goes in banker bailouts that aren't really banker bailouts. The mega banks get the government to sign on to their 600 plus trillion just for the U.S. alone. Globally, it's 1.5 trillion and growing. And I know I say this every week because it's so important. It's the answer to the riddle. It's why all this is happening. And then they say, okay, we got to raise your taxes and cut everything and have the age of austerity and cut the military and cut everything because everything's got to go to the bankers. And then the bankers themselves, the big mega banks, blame the free market so they can use government to knock out all their competition when this is not free market that did all of this. Now, here's the Russian foreign minister. Iran is our close neighbor just south of the Caucasus. Should anything happen to Iran, should Iran get drawn into any political or military hardships, this will be a direct threat for national security. And that's the, there's two quotes here. That's Dmitry Rogozin, Russian deputy prime minister and former envoy to NATO. And there's another quote in here by their foreign, their ambassador to the U.S. There's a whole bunch of these quotes. I mean, this is dangerous. Just like World War I or World War II, it's not even a big news item. People are talking about this cruise ship sinking in the Mediterranean off the coast of Italy and five dead. They're talking about, you know, the Washington Redskins, the San Francisco 49ers. And then meanwhile, folks, if there's a war with Iran, bare minimum you're paying $7 a gallon for gas in a couple weeks. All right, your phone call's coming up, then the big news.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he is. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young man fighting.
In the final equation, it's really simple. The New World Order is a group of finance oligarchs that control the issuance of currency and credit through fractional reserve money-changing fraud. The derivatives are an example of that. Just absolutely worthless, but they have governments sign you on to pay taxes to back up the derivatives, so now they have value. And instead of going to jail, the big mega banks, all six of them that created this fraud, take over the world and abolish national sovereignty and sell everyone on the fact that your taxes have to go up and your liberties have to go away in the new age of austerity, so that they, the technocratic bankers who engineered all this, can run your life. And because the general public has been raised in front of a television set believing who wins the football game is all that matters, it's not even a language that people speak, and so they're like dodo birds. I like to use this analogy of sailors arriving on the island, and the dodo birds have never had natural predators, so they just sat there and let the sailors club them in the head and eat them. That's kind of like people in America or folks that are under Western mind control. We just have no idea what tyranny looks like because we've never lived under it. And I'm going to go to your calls, but I was at a barbecue joint last night that I like, Pokey Joe's in South Austin, with my wife and children. And they had the little back room closed off for a group of people. But there was a curtain right there. I could see what was going on because it was only partially closed. Howling and screaming for an hour over a football game, an NFL football game. And, of course, I don't pay attention. I'm not cool, but I could see through the crack in the facade there that the 49ers were one of the teams. And then later they opened up the curtains and men were strutting around pumped up, and there was screaming and yelling and children rolling on the floor and howling. And when someone made a touchdown, these men were coming in and out, and their children and wives were, and the wives all had incredibly serious looks on their faces, and they were praying and for field goals to make it. And you would think that their family was in a gladiatorial fight for their lives with battle axes or something. And I'll guarantee you, if I walked up to those folks and said, hey, did you know that most major vaccines have cancer viruses added to them? Here's some documents. Or would you like to know that all over the U.S. in the last 8 months, radiation levels have gone off the charts? And here's a new report about it today, but the government's not saying take precautions. They'd look at me like I had 100 heads. Or if I said, hey, did you know the government has just passed a law to allow the secret arrest of U.S. citizens or even the killing of U.S. citizens, and no one even knows you're arrested or killed. The essence of tyranny, the total overthrow of our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Guarantee they would have looked at me like I was a man from Mars. But if I'd have walked in there, because they were cheering for the 49ers, and said, how about them 49ers? It would have been an embrace of family, of tribalism, of love. All completely shallow, all completely fake, all completely just a veneer, cheap, means nothing, globalist propaganda, pumped in fake tribalism. People don't have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a free market, a family. None of that is what you'll fight for. No, because all day you can wear your favorite team's jersey and strut around and bug your eyes out and primitively jump up and down like a gorilla for your team. It's pure mind control. And these people are not even living in the real world. But coming up later, I'm going to get into the draconian legislation, the internet censorship, what we face, and the reason we have hardship, and the reason that our prosperity is leaving the building. Elvis has left the building. Freedom and prosperity are leaving the building. Because, see, when freedom leaves, you never have prosperity. Freedom, economic, social, religious, all of it. It's the bellwether. It's the hallmark. It's the indicator. And it's leaving the building. It's kind of like at the dog pound. Dogs that people don't want. At the dog pound, they don't strap them down and give them shots to kill them like your little puppy whenever you come into the vet. That's too expensive to give them a $5 shot. They just fill a big chamber, cram them full of animals, and then flip a lever, and the oxygen is sucked out, and they suffocate them. It's essentially free. The pressure chamber. They just suck the oxygen out. But, you know, when you go to kill your dog, because it's in pain or whatever, I understand, when you go to euthanize it, you want to hold it and everything, and they give it the shot and everything, and there's that moment. They don't throw Sparky in the chamber where you can see it screaming and yelping and begging. Some of them use carbon monoxide, too. I mean, you don't want to see it begging and gnashing and all of that. No, no, it's the America is kind of being given a lethal injection, too. And then there's a whole ceremony to it. But my point, the analogy of the euthanasia is that our country is just slowly having its liberties, its freedoms sucked out like oxygen. And so we're now blue in the face, and you'll find in Rome and Nazi Germany and so many other corrupt, declining systems run by thugs that as things get worse, people will cling to sports even more. They won't riot over losing their liberties or the cops shooting an unarmed kid in the back. No, they'll riot when their team loses or wins. Because, see, men don't go out and engage in combat against some tribe trying to enslave them. No, they go into a parking lot and beat some baseball fan's brains out. See, that's our value now. And it's scientific. And Edward Bernays, 80 years ago, wrote books about how they would sell sports, not just to children, but adults, and let men spend their tribal and manly energies on a facsimile. I've used the analogy of it's the difference between actually having a wife and a woman you love and then actually you procreate with and create new beings with. And the system says, no, you don't need an actual wife. Here's a blow-up doll. That's what sports is for men. Here's a blow-up doll. Do you want one with black hair or blonde hair? And that's it. And then I go to these men and I say, you know, I have a book here, a scientific, to manipulate you and make you only be concerned about petty things and paint yourself up in fake tribal colors. You know, why are you hyperventilating over your team right now? I mean, even if you have a big bet on it, why is this all that's valuable to you? You know, manhood is teaching your children about liberties and freedoms and history and how to plant a garden, how to clean a gun, how to fix an engine. Why do you just all day strut around and they'll look at you and say, listen, I don't want the real Marilyn Monroe to be. I don't want to be a real man. I don't want to live in a real republic with real responsibilities. Give me the blow-up doll. And so listen, this radio show is not for men that want blow-up dolls or women for that matter.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm here on the radio. And that's not enough. I come back for 2 hours every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. That's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls in this hour, and I'm going to them right now. And then coming up, controversial online privacy bill shelved until census is found. A consensus is found. This is a playing possum operation trying to pass the SOPA bill and the IP bill to censor the Internet. I know their tricks. I'm going to be breaking that down. Also, we'll get into S&P cuts ratings in 9 Eurozone nations. They cut it down to U.S. level. Fed to weigh further easing amid doubt about recovery. That's going to be the QE3. We thought that would happen by December. And I talked to my sources. They said, well, now it's going to happen by February. And here's CNBC. That means hyperinflation. We've got a bunch of news on the cashless society. And that means they can take fines and fees out without even asking you. Kind of like Bank of America wanting $5 every time you use your bank card. That's all coming up. Also, some dirty tricks against Ron Paul. But I'm going to cover that next hour. That's when all the big news, and we'll continue with your calls then. Right now, let's hurry through your calls. Have your question and comment ready. Let's move the next person because I've got I got about 100 people here online from Aaron to Jenna and everybody in between. Aaron in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Well, thank you for calling on a Sunday.
Hey, this is great. I'm glad to finally be on your show. I've been a Prison Planet member for about 2 years now. You woke me up about 2 years ago when I was driving through Texas. And I love you, man. You're doing a great job. I wanted to thank you and all your crew and just say that, you know, everybody needs to get behind Ron Paul. I agree with, the new, the latest article there on InfoWars about from Paul Craig Roberts. You know, this is our last chance. You know, everybody needs to get behind him. I support him.
By the way, I intend to read that article. Coming up in the next hour, that's the first article I'm going to cover, America's Last Chance, Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, breaking that down. And then I also have this other article since you mentioned Ron Paul coming up. You remember with Rand, how they had the Democratic challenger, a guy he was running against? His employees would dress up as hayseeds and then go out and say racist stuff and hold up racist signs. Well, they've caught him again with Ron Paul dressing people up as Ku Klux Klan members, and it turns out that's Republican Party doing that. So there's going to be some dirty tricks, my friend.
Yeah, that's a shame. So I wanted to thank you.
Well, they're not going to turn loose of power easily, brother, Aaron. But, I mean, listen, yeah. You got the floor. You said you've been waiting years to get on. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, you talked about dodo birds. They're... Before, I used to be one of those dodo birds. I used to be back there. Right now, I'd be watching, NFL football, two or three years ago. But now it's not like that anymore. I've woken up, and you said it many times, reality is a lot more exciting than what you see on TV.
It certainly is. God bless you.
They give you.
God bless you, Aaron. And again, folks, I played football in high school. I ran track, I swam, won blue ribbons almost every time in Dallas, okay? Yeah, Mr. Blue Ribbon, got 50 of them or more. Sports themselves are great. That's wonderful, wholesome, healthy if you're in the game. Or if your family member is on the field, that's completely different. I had nothing against high school football, any of that. But when I watch grown adults only care in a sycophantic way about NFL, about NBA, about PGA, about all of this, and it's everything to them, and then you notice as a byproduct they don't care about any serious issues, I mean, it's life and death to them. They're living vicariously through it, and I want to see you live. I want to see you be a champion at business, a champion parent. I want to be that as well. I mean, it's hard to raise good children. It's hard to make it in this economy. And I'm telling you, it is a societal bellwether. It is known that as society declines, people get more obsessed with sports. And the system knows that. It's called bread and circus. They gave the Romans free bread, welfare, and free games. Bread and circus, folks. All right, I'm going to shut up here. Good points, Aaron. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say some stuff about vaccines. First off, the word inoculate comes from Latin inoculare, which refers to the practice of grafting plant species together to make a third hybrid species. given that a lot of vaccines are incubated in monkey kidneys, I wonder what's really going on there.
Well, here's the deal. Vaccines are at least 500 years old. There is some truth to it. The problem is the companies are given liability protection and have a history of absolute carnage from HIV in the products on record, Bayer Pharmaceutical with the factor VIII blood drug slash vaccine to, I mean, every day or two I see articles about this company fined for 15 babies dying and vaccine experiments. You cannot trust these companies. That, you know, that's my issue on the vaccines.
Well, I think that when you look at what a virus really is, it's identified by its molecular size and weight, not its behavior. And you might as well add metal shavings to your car engine to protect it from metal shavings.
Well, I agree with you. You know, if you really study viral technology, what they call these fourth-generation vaccines aren't even vaccines. They are nanotech. They are fully manufactured viruses that are nothing more than a self-replicating data program that reads and runs in a cell. And they're 100% manufactured. And they've got all sorts of piggyback stuff built into them. And then you find out the big vaccine companies were all set up by robber baron eugenicists 100 years ago, and it's all about population reduction. They've had vaccines out for a decade that they haven't gotten approval of, but we've documented they're piggybacking them into other vaccines that actually change brain chemistry. You know, to where you can't be aggressive or you can't be depressed. You've heard of the vaccines that, quote, cure drug addiction. Yeah, by attacking endorphin receptor sites. You know, I ran 10 miles today. I'm up to 10 miles now. I mean, I've lost 34 pounds in 6 weeks doing that. And you know what? I had a huge endorphin rush when I crossed over the 8 mile mark and went over and leaned over the leaned over the side of the road and threw up and went ahead and ran the extra 2 miles. Okay, I don't need a vaccine that'll go and attack my receptors. I want my natural dope, and I'm going to get it. I don't need the government's cocaine and heroin being shipped in. But those aren't even vaccines. Those are fantastic, journey, little microbes that go in and hit the targets. I appreciate your call. Great points. Kevin, Sean, Mario, Tommy, Zach, James, Robert, Susan, Jenna, we'll get to all of you. Let's get to the end and go to some ladies. Let's go to Jenna in California. Jenna, you're on the air. Hey, Jenna. Come on down.
Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can. Just turn your radio down.
Right. Okay, let me turn it down. My name is Gina.
Gina. Okay, go ahead, Gina.
Hi, Alex. Oh, my God. So, you know what? I appreciate your humbleness. I understand that a lot of us praise you and we say we love you. And we do. I do. We love you out here, but we praise you because we're so thirsty for something real. You know, I've never really been a dodo bird. I can say I've been, like, maybe ignorant to something because I did not know, but I was just woken up maybe a year ago by an older gentleman friend of mine, and he just said, you know, let me show you something. He says, can you get to YouTube? And I said, yes. So I sat down, and I got this iPhone that with the connection, I could plug it into my TV and see everything on TV. And so he told me to go to YouTube and look up Loose Change. And ever since I looked that up, I had another niece with me. She's about 25. Me and her, not only did we wake up, we sprang up.
Tell you what, I want to hear more. Don't hang up, Gina. Did I get that right the third time?
Yes.
And then we'll go to Susan, Robert, James, Zach, Tommy, Mario, and others straight ahead. I want to hear more about your awakening, because there's folks out there listening right now who are awakening for the first time themselves. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again.
When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going back to Gina. We're taking your phone calls. Massive news and so much more in the second hour coming up. Gina in California. So, you started to wake up watching videos online. Please continue.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Anyway, when we saw Loose Change, we sat there and we watched it from beginning to end. You know, I didn't understand all of the section codes. I didn't understand a lot of the, I didn't even know half of the people that the narrator was speaking on. But, you know, I got this iPhone. I take notes. You know, I got it where it's called, it's jailbroken, so I can slide it down and do and take notes really quick. So I take notes on names. I know all about the big new Brzezinski. Look, I'm an African-American woman out here in the inland area of California near the mountains. And, you know, I'm so woke that I didn't understand you before when you used to say, I'm getting chills. But you know what? I get those. When you get them, I get those. Sometimes when you're going and you're ranting, you're raving, and I'm driving down the street because I'm so addicted, I don't even listen to I don't even listen to, I've never listened to radio. I don't even watch TV anymore. I don't even have cable. I sometimes will go to friends' houses to watch some of the, you know, the reality shows like Housewives or something like that because it's entertaining. But as far as the news, I only watch it just to compare the, what they're leaving out. I only watch it to compare what I know is true to see what they're going to lie about or not even
talk
about.
Well, that's the same thing I do. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Is I analyze the corporate media just to see what they're up to, but they're really blowing whatever credibility they had left with this, excluding Ron Paul from debates or giving him 89 seconds or saying he can't win even though he's in second place all over the country and talking down to people and all these dirty tricks. Or when he does get in second place on a poll, CBS and CNN and Fox all leave him out. I mean, it shows the system's scared of him. And even if you don't like Ron Paul's politics, it shows you the system tries to make you think the way they want to think. And who do they work for? A bunch of mega corporations bigger than most governments who could care less about our liberties and freedoms. And who are trying to set up a global corporate government called a New World Order. And you bet I get chills all the time when I realize this stuff. It's mind-blowing. Let's go to Susan in California as well. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Let me tell you, it is an honor, sir, to actually get on your show. I just wanted to have a little quick story for you. I wanted to say thank you for shedding light on the Bohemian Grove. I've been a listener every day for about a year and a half. The Bohemian Grove is what set the spark, and I went and found the information and started. It just started building and building, and I can't thank you enough for that. And I share that with a lot of other, you know, friends and stuff. My comment is about the dumbing down of America. And right now, I have a foreign exchange student in our house, and I'm just amazed because when she came here, she was so so excited to share her culture. And in the school that she's at now, the kids, she would tell me, didn't even know where Europe was. They couldn't even point out Europe, let alone her country.
Well, you know, I meant to cover it, and I didn't. And the guys will never remember how to find it because I don't remember the headline. There was an article like last Monday you guys gave me about, I think it was something like 40 facts about American school children, about American students' knowledge that will blow your mind or something like that. And it was like 70-something percent can't find Europe. I mean, these numbers were just off the charts. And that's the thing. I talk to adults, and they know how to do one job and go home and watch TV, and that's it. They don't know what continents are. They don't know what different species are. They don't even have basic information. And you can really see what they've done through this mind control and cultural dumbing down to us. 50 years ago, we had the highest test scores, the most inventors. Just on every front, the New World Order has ruined us.
Absolutely. And she couldn't believe that the kids were more concerned about how she did her nails as opposed to her country. I mean, it was just a punch in the gut. Here as an American.
Well, here's what
citizen.
They've done. They've gotten us to give up our birthright, all politics stuff, who cares about that, all history, that's boring. And no, let's talk about what type of bra you wear, what type of lipstick. That's what's important. They've given us petty mindlessness and made people artificially very, very shallow. But remember, that the globalists have done that so the general public isn't involved in the real world so the criminals can run things. But the criminals are a tiny minority, Susan. Those of us that are awake are a minority, but we dwarf them probably 1,000 to 1. I mean, Kissinger's top guy at Kissinger Associates wrote Superclass 5 years ago. I had him on. He says there's 6,000 super gophers that run the whole planet, less than 20 families. Same analysis I had, reverse engineering their system, their oligarchy, or plutocracy, depending on how you want to look at it. But I mean, there's way more us than 6,000 of them. I mean, there's probably 20% of the country is pretty much awake. Even Gallup reports that. So we've got tens of millions. They got 6,000. So the New World Order, just because they've turned the general public into drooling zombies, doesn't mean they've won the game. You understand that?
Yes, yes. No, I totally understand that. And, the other thing, too, that I can't believe is that she's going to Washington, D.C. soon. She won a contest of all the different exchange students. And I told her, if they ask you who your host family is going to vote for, you tell her Ron, you tell them Ron Paul all the way. You know, like I said, I was an Obama zombie, and I just feel so disenfranchised and sick that I'm going to fight even harder for Ron Paul in his campaign.
Well, that's the way to go, and don't feel bad. Bush was so horrible and so wicked and so gross that we hoped Obama, we didn't support him, of course, but early on, oh, Obama says he'll do this and that. And then before he even got elected, I said, look at his advisors, same people that Mitt Romney's got. I mean, Mitt Romney is a carbon copy of Obama. He has an R before his name instead of a D. That is the only difference, and it's so sad. And so I don't want to hear any conservatives or libertarians or constitutionalists make fun of Obama supporters. Mitt Romney, and I'm talking about his votes as a governor and what his company, Bain Capital, lobbied for. Abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare. Do I need to keep going here? Oh, bring her back up. I can hear her. Go ahead, ma'am.
I get really scared about, like I said, this election, and this one really makes me nervous because of the state we're in. We can't, our back is up against the wall. We can't afford, you know, four more years of this, and I'm really worried about this election.
How about a 20%+ carbon tax that kicks in this year when everybody's already leaving California? I appreciate your call. I mean, and people are like, why would the government raise taxes when they know that stalls economies? Because the big mega insiders want to shut down everybody else. And why did Napoleon burn whole countries? Because he was taking over. Why did Hitler do that? It's called scorched earth, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jam in one more before we go to the second hour. I'll continue with calls till these are off the board. Then I'm going to get to all the news, but I'm taking calls right now. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
First time caller, long time listener. Thanks for everything. I was listening to the New York CBS AM affiliate last week, and they were talking about on their business report how if the Wall Street executives don't get their big bonuses, that's going to have a detrimental effect on the local economy here in the tri-state area, which is something you hear about every year for the last quarter century. And I live alone, and I go into this Alex Jones style rant where I just, you know, say it's because they're getting the bonuses, because they're selling this toxic derivative garbage that it's a big detriment to our economy to begin with, not, you know, this byproduct, oh, if they don't get their bonuses.
Well, let me crystallize it, and then we'll hold you over. We need to have you finish, but for listeners that just tuned in, they simplify it. Oh, you're a commie for Occupy Wall Street. I'm not saying they're all commies, but that's what the media says. Either you're that or you're, you know, Rush Limbaugh Republican, and corporations can do no wrong. The truth is there's a third rail. It's mega insiders that get government bailouts to then pay bonuses. That's what the real Occupy Wall Street people are concerned about. But the media always says they don't know what they want. That's not really true. They're not talking to the people I have that actually understand it. So I'm all for somebody getting a bonus off a company that did well and a stock that did well. But most of those big firms are getting bonuses from bailouts and from selling people Timberwolf stock they knew was complete garbage. Fraud. That's not free market. That's going to destroy our free market. And the socialists are going to scapegoat the free market for what the crony capitalists have done and get rid of the entire free market system that's made this country so great. And so that's why when I hear fake neocons all over talk radio, bought and paid for by Bain Capital that owns them, and all the rest of them, you know, that's the folks with Mitt Romney, telling you that, oh, no, anybody that's mad about bailouts is bad. Bailouts, that's corporate welfare of my tax money, of big mega banks that are against my country. Caller, I'm going to come back to you right after this break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.